WTFR.
Good morning, everybody. This is Tabitha, and I just wanted to shed some light on a rumor that's been, well, going on since, I guess, about the end of World War II. And I see someone who posted a comment on the show that me and Josh did last night. The show has now been reposted over at YouTube. And there's someone here in the comment section, two people, someone who goes by the name Seven Serpents, and someone who goes by the name Snowfall, who are trying to promote that Hitler and the Third Reich were vegetarian. And that is not true. That is definitely not true. So I wrote a little response back here to these people, and this is what I wrote. I wrote back, Adolf Hitler was not a vegetarian nor a vegan. The Third Reich was focused on biodynamic farming, which includes animal husbandry, and a macrobiotic way of eating slash lifestyle, which is not vegetarian or vegan. It is based on eating locally with reverence for the seasons, like our ancestors have done for millennia. Rudolf Hess was very interested in macrobiotics, even bringing his own meals to the wolf's lair. Macrobiotics is a term coined by German Christoph Wilhelm Friedrich Hufland, which means big or great life. Also, to anyone who is familiar with visual diagnosis, also known as Oriental diagnosis, it's obvious by looking at the faces of the leaders of the Third Reich that they were not vegetarian or vegan. Lastly, the rumor of Hitler and the Third Reich promoting soybeans as Nazi beans is straight up propaganda. Triple parentheses for propaganda. The NSDAP did not refer to themselves as Nazis. And then I gave a link to his favorite dish, which was a trout and butter sauce recipe, which looks really nice. Perhaps even something I could do a cooking audio on for another edition of Tabby's Tidbits. So yeah, this is not true. This is just Jewish propaganda, the whole idea of Hitler being a vegetarian. And here's something also that's interesting, too. This is from just a shit outlet called The Guardian, real libshit outlet. But anyway, they're saying here that popular history has it that Hitler was a vegetarian. This is always dredged up as a grim irony that such a murderous person would eschew animal products. But I think the grim ironists are wrong, partly because there is nothing about enjoying the odd pork chop that predisposes a person to acts of genocide, but mainly because it is not quite accurate. Well, we know, of course, those of us in the know that Hitler was not a vegetarian and not a murderous person. And the people who are vegetarian or vegans are oftentimes some of the most murderous peoples. This is a double onlay of disgusting, untrue propaganda. I mean, how many lies have been said about Hitler in the past? He was a meth addict. He was a hermaphrodite. He had one testicle. He had a microphallus or a micropenis. Eva Braun's vagina had some type of issue. They never consummated their marriage. I mean, oh my God, there's been so many lies about this man. It's unbelievable. But his favorite foods, his favorite non-vegetarian or vegan foods, he liked squab, which is a small game bird. A liver dumpling dish, a very German liver dumpling dish, not remembering the actual German word for it, caviar, and of course this trout with butter sauce. So he was definitely not a vegetarian. Plus in wartime, how the hell does anybody have the money, not only for a $6 million gas bill, but to ship in all these foods? Come on. It's the game is over. We all know this is hogwash or zogwash at this point. So anyone who's promoting this is either, well, not that intelligent or an enemy. That's how I feel about this. So I just wanted to share that with everybody to shed some light on this, because this just seems to be one of those rumors that just does not die. And I also want to say that there are some versions of the macrobiotic diet that have come in later incarnations, just like there's many variations of, let's say, a vegan or a vegetarian diet, or seriously, any dietary regime is going to have their little differences, just like any, how many sects of Christianity are there, right? So there's always going to be deviations from the original, you know, stock example, but there are variations of a macrobiotic diet that are vegan. But it's really not about that. That's just people basically putting the vegetableless onlay onto a lifestyle which promotes eating seasonally and having reverence for local foods, which is what we've all done for millennia, all of our ancestors, before we even had this term that was coined by Christoph Wilhelm Hufland. We all were basically eating in the macrobiotic way. If you look at anybody who's living in the blue zone areas of the world, you have Sardinia, that little island off of Italy. You have Icaria, Greece. You have Nicoya, Costa Rica. Loma Linda, California, which is a seven-day Adventist community. And then you have Okinawa, Japan. They're all eating, quote, a macrobiotic diet. Of course, it's all going to be different depending on where in the world they are, what racial group they are. All those things come into play. But these people are all eating some animal foods. And it's not the 15% that I once thought it was, where I said that on a much earlier show. They're eating a lot. They're eating basically the fat of the land, whatever is available. And that's how everyone should be eating. So that certainly doesn't fall into the header of eating a vegetarian or a vegan diet. And another thing I just want to say is this ridiculous promotion that I've heard the people at Rengrenade say that, oh, if veganism was around today, Hitler and the Third Reich, they would be vegans. No, they wouldn't. It is such zogwash. It is such a horrific and despicable lie. And you guys know it's bullshit, or you're just too deprived of nutrients to see through this. But Hitler was not a vegetarian. They were not proponents of vegetarianism. This is all just a lie. They were into biodynamic farming and a macrobiotic lifestyle. And I'm very well versed on both of those topics, especially the macrobiotic piece, because I was raised on that diet. I've studied it for decades. I have numerous books on this subject. I've done many different types of academic papers on it, cooking classes, you name it, okay? So you are wrong with thinking that Hitler was a vegetarian or would be a vegan, okay? He was macrobiotic, and they promoted biodynamics, which includes animal husbandry. So that's all I have to say on that topic. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York. 107.9 in the Alpine.
WTFR.